We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And my guest today, again, we're having this monthly conversation, is Gary Surak. He wrote the book, How to Retire and Not Die. And he today, off air, told me, which I was shocked, that he's 72. I would not have thought Gary was 72. And so, because he runs like he's still running a business full time, which he is, it's amazing. And he's busy as can be. And Gary Surak, Gary, thanks for stopping by. But it's shocking to think about it. You know, people hear 72 and they're like, okay, I should be with my grandkids. I should be just, you know, mowing the lawn. You know, the different things that people think about when they think about retirement or in Florida. And you're not doing that.
No, I won't be doing it either. I don't even own a lawnmower, so let's eliminate that one right away. First house I bought, my wife said, "What are we going to do? Are you going to get a lawnmower?" I said, "Never." And she said, "Really?" And I said, "I'm never going to cut the grass. I've never cut a grass." Yeah, so that won't happen. You know, Neil, I a long time ago I realized, just observation. I saw so many people come through our system. My dad started the company 65 years ago. And we looked at all these people coming through. And what I realized over time is the people that were engaged in something business-wise, whether it was part-time or whatever they're doing, live longer. And they seem to have a more vivacious life. They seemed happier. And I always thought, boy, that would be me. And lo and behold, I turned 72 tomorrow, and I have no intention of backing off. I don't work full days. You know, I come in at 9:30, I'm out of here by 3, 3:30. That's cool. I go for lunch for an hour, but I seem to get a hell of a lot done in a very short period of time. So that's where we're at.
And the thing that you've seen is, specifically enough, you put a good work day in 6 to 7 hours as a business owner, especially what you do. Some people, like half your age, are putting in those hours. So it's not a big deal. You're still not really retired at all. What do you think when, like, you were starting to get in your 60s and everyone asked, are you going to retire, Gary? Because you have people around you, unless you're surrounding yourself with the right people, that are saying retirement. You could even, your wife could be saying the same thing. Anyone around you, your family members, when you get to that retirement age, which is 62 years old, and we all know that, that's when the conversation starts. What did you say to people? Like, no, I'm not.
Well, and I really did, Neil. I've been asked this question so many times, and it started around 60 when people said, "Well, how long are you going to work?" And I'll tell you a funny story at the end of this. But what I said was that, listen, I have no intention of stopping doing something that I'm very passionate about, and I am passionate about this. I'm very keyed into my clients and how they're functioning and where they're going to be in their retirement. And I promised them when they got there, I would be there to help them. And I meant that. And although I had no idea what I was talking about, and lo and behold, there I am. And now I have a lot of people say, "Oh, you promised me that." I said, "Yeah, I know." So we're good. I'm doing that. And it's fun, Neil. I mean, I'm challenged every day. My brain works every day. So I keep getting asked the question. And I say, "Listen, why would you retire from something you really love doing?" I said, "And I'm not doing it so much." Now, is every day nirvana? No. But most days are good days. And I'm okay with that. And if I can have success, you know, I have people. Little old ladies hug me. That's one of the ways I get, you know, validation that I'm doing right things. So, you know, they come in and say, "Oh my God, Gary, this is so great. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Thank you." And I say, "Well, you're welcome. I'm just doing my job." And, you know, I am. So it works out well. But I will give you a funny story, Neil. About 10 years ago, this client of mine who was an executive at a very large company, she had a big job. She was going to retire. So her and her husband were there and they're talking to me and we're having a meeting and talking about their money, what we're going to do, all that stuff I do. And during the meeting, she said, "Gary, we have a concern." And I said, "What's that?" She said, "Well, we're worried about you retiring and who would help us." And I said, "Well," and she said, No, you're the smartest person we've ever met." And I was silent for a few minutes and I thought to myself, huh. And I said, "You know, you really need to meet a lot more people." So I said, "I'm not retiring, but you have to broaden your per." I said, "Yeah." Anyway, so I think about that and I think, you know, it's one of those things where I promised people I'd be there and I plan to be there. And I have no intention not to. And I still like what I do most days.
Well, so and the same thing with me. And I'm 50, but it's my business is full time. You know, social media marketing, managing, doing the podcasting, doing all the different things. But everything is a new day. It's different. And I think that's the thing, your job too. You talk, it's like interviewing. Let's say I'm on business calls coaching people all day, which I do sometimes. Every day is different. And that's what you're doing when you're meeting with people. And then you're catching up and you're learning about certain things and you're seeing their successes. You're seeing when they're down in specific ways. It's not like you're working for a company in the corporate world that, you know, they don't certain things. So what about those people? I'm never going to retire. And that's for sure. I'm going to continue to do this. And if it ends up being just, I'll be podcasting and doing radio and television in the metaverse and everything at 120, that's fine. That's what I'll end up doing. But I have the luxury of doing that. What do you say to people that don't enjoy their job, but they want to stay busy? You know, because we get so in the grind. Just imagine, you know, in the corporate world where people are working corporate every day. Every day they say, I hate my job, but it's great money. Or I hate my job, but I have to work. And then when they finally retire, they just feel like they're at a loss. Like, what am I going to do now? I'm in this house. What is this house? I'm with somebody, but I want to do more. We learned in COVID that, that's what retirement would be if we were stuck in our house all day. So that's where I think your book definitely shows us. But any other advice?
Well, inside the book, I really try to help people figure out what it is they really want to do next. And I spend a lot of time on purpose and passion. Purpose is what you do for other people, passion, what you do for yourself. And Neil, when I dealt with that, my whole intent was for them to figure out whether it's a part-time job. So I have a guy that loves to be outdoors. I mean, he's been indoors his whole life, and he's an outdoor guy, but he's stuck in a corporate world. So he finally retired, and he's a starter at the golf course, and he's outside all the time, and he's happy. And the golf courses are kind of cool. They're wide open green and, you know, green space and blue sky. And so he loves what he's doing, and he's not making great money, but he could care less. What he really wanted is something that fulfilled his time, that gave him something that made him happy. So I try and get people to think through what makes them happy. What would be a good thing for you to do? I have one lady that bakes. I mean, she never had time to bake, and now she bakes like crazy. She delivers cookies to fire stations and police off. I mean, she just does whatever she can. And she's a damn good brownie maker, by the way, Neil. So she's like one of the best I've ever had. So I think to myself, okay, you just got to figure out what it is you want to do.
And that's why it's important. That's why when you're young and the career tests and they try to see what are your skill sets, so you focus on what you do. I, again, took the Gallup organization's talent test, and I have 5 talents. My number one's ideation, number 2 strategy, 3's achiever, 4 is competitor, and 5 is communication. And if I could base my life around doing things with those 5 talents, I'm going to be happy. And I think a lot of times we make a mistake where we choose something in our lives just because it's going to be safe, versus doing stuff that we love and learn how to make money and what we love and have passion and purpose. And that's what retirement's all about. You got to do something you're passionate about and have purpose. And it doesn't have to always pay. And that's the thing I said, maybe when I said I'll never retire, I might just be doing my podcast, my radio show and television show, and have sold the businesses to somebody else someday. And just I'm happy just getting to go talk to people. I don't know. It's just, if I could get paid just to do what I'm doing right now with you, Gary, all day long and be able to really do well, I would do it. Like Joe Rogan's the luckiest guy in the world, what he gets paid just to do the podcast. So it's $30 million, $40 million. So it is what it is. And that's what people need to do, is wake up each day and say, is this giving you passion? Is this giving you purpose? And then you have to do the same thing for retirement.
And Neil, you hit it right on the head. You and I feel exactly the same about this. I mean, when I can impact someone's life in a positive way, which we do, it's just such a rewarding feeling. And why do you walk away from something that's rewarding? You do your podcast. I get to be an interviewed person. I mean, I like doing this stuff. It's fun. It's creative. It makes me think. I never know what the questions are going to be, so my brain has to work. And that's pretty cool. I like keeping that active. And those are the things that really drive my bus, to be honest with you. That's how I get to come to work and feel pretty good about my day, knowing that I'm going to be having some challenges and then I have to think my way through those. And I like that. And sometimes they're very hard thought processes in difficult situations. I mean, I'm dealing with older people who have all kinds of issues. And you mentioned nursing homes or assisted living places. And I've got three clients in there now. And it's one of those deals where I look and I say, man, it's just really sad. And I've really tried to encourage their spouse. And in this case, they're all three men in the homes. But the wives, I said, listen, you have to go do something for yourself. You cannot be 24/7 tied to this because you need to have a life. And if you don't, it's going to drag you down and really take a toll on you. So it's one of those things where those are kind of the things I end up doing, Neil. It's creative. It's fun. I feel like I'm serving a purpose. But if I wasn't doing that and I felt like I wasn't, I would have to find something else to do.
So at one point when it was kind of getting too much for you, what would you do in your next part? You're never going to retire, but the business at one point where you say, okay, now I just want to do this. What would it be, Gary?
I would focus on the books. I have another book in my brain that we won't talk about today, but it's there and it's spinning. And so it'll finally get its way to paper and then it'll get its way, whatever it looks like. But I'm going to stick with that. I like the interview side. I like doing what I'm doing. I like getting my message out. And again, you know, someone said, are you making a lot of money on books? I said, are you crazy? I don't make any money on the books. I said, you don't make money on books. You know, if you're maybe John Grisham, you do, or Lee Child, but Gary Surak, it ain't going to happen. So I know that. But the point wasn't to make a lot of money, Neil. It was just to help people solve a problem they had. And I can still do that and not get paid. I'm okay with that. I still feel like that's a great purpose and it's a passion of mine.
That's because you're out there building, continuing to build your empire, your business, and enjoying and helping people, because what you do in financial planning is absolutely help people. Because again, it's not just helping them with money, it's helping them with life. And I think, Gary, what brings you, that makes you special, is you're looking at their life. A lot of financial planners are looking at the bottom line, hey, how am I doing saving money for you? And not looking at, well, there's a lot of other things you have to think about when you're planning someone's life for retirement, because retirement's not the end. And that's the other thing. People think once I'm retired, I don't need someone like Gary. That's not true, because there's a lot of other things to figure out throughout that time, where you place the money, assets versus all that. And, you know, assets versus income, and income's more important than assets after retirement. And these are things that, again, we all think about, well, I'll see him once a year, but someone like Gary knows what he's doing. But again, you're using this in a way to tell him a story. So you see people, you know, create their wish list. And that's what I love. Not a bucket list, a wish list. And there you go.
Totally. I love my wish list. I added three things to it this weekend. You know, I sat for New Year's Eve and I said, okay, what are the three things I want to add to my wish list? And I popped three down on paper. You know, Neil, it's interesting too. I tell people and they laugh, but I'm dead serious. I'm skinny, but I eat all my meals. I quit working for money a long time ago. Yes, I get paid. Yes, I'm compensated, all that stuff. But that's not my driver. My driver is really truly to figure out how can I make their life better. And then for some reason, my life gets better too. It's the weirdest thing. I stopped thinking about money and I made more than I ever dreamed because I don't care about it. I mean, it's good. I'm glad I have it and it works, but it's an interesting philosophy. If you think about it, it's giving something up and I got more than I ever dreamed I would get. So strange how the world works, huh?
It's, you just never know. And you learn things every day. And if you're not a lifelong learner, forget about it. Best place people can purchase your book is at your website and on Amazon. But let's drive into that great website of yours.
It's GarySurak.com.
All right, Gary.
And I have to tell you one thing, Neil. We blew the doors off of December for Amazon, which I don't make much money off of Amazon, but it was still cool. We sold 255 books, which, you know, in the real world doesn't sound like much, but when you're an independent self-published guy like I am, amazing. So we like, wow, that was cool. So yeah, kind of fun.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, Gary.
Great talking to you, Neil.
All right, you're welcome. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.